From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are edging lower in afternoon trading as investors wait for word on whether the Fed will extend the measures it's been taking to stimulate the economy. Maintaining $85 billion in monthly bond purchases would keep home interest rates around their record lows. This hour, we expect to hear the results of the Fed's policymakers' two-day meeting. The head of the Department of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelia, says she's ultimately responsible for the problems that have plagued the online health insurance marketplace set up by the president's health care law. NPR's Craig Windham reports Sebelia's faced tough questioning from Republican lawmakers during a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing today.
Sebelia says she's confident the problems with the website are being corrected.
I have confidence, but I know that it isn't fair to ask the American public to take our word for it. I've got to fix this problem, and we are underway doing just that.
She was asked about people who've been notified that their policies are being canceled.
Insurance companies cancel individual policies year in and year out. They are one-year contract with individuals.
Okay. Sebelia says insurers have been free in the past to dump individual policyholders for any reason. Now she says people whose policies are canceled will be able to shop for new policies with better benefits and stronger consumer protections. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union is looking into media reports that Russia attempted to install spyware on the computers of visiting diplomats during the G20 summit in St. Petersburg last month. The allegations include gifts such as USB sticks that were handed out at the gathering. However, the European Commission says it has yet to find hard evidence that Russia breached diplomatic security. Russia strongly denies the newspaper reports in Europe where allegations surfaced in recent weeks that the U.S. spied on foreign leaders. In Egypt, the ongoing political crisis there is causing tension and violence on college campuses. Mara Kennedy in Cairo reports that at least 15 people have been injured in clashes at Alexandria University.
Security sources say minor scuffles turned into clashes with sticks and stones between pro- and anti-Muslim Brotherhood students at the coastal university. Since the school year started last month, universities have become major protest sites for supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Al-Azhar University, Egypt's top school for Islamic studies, has seen regular protests and minor clashes for several weeks. That escalated today. A video posted by a private TV channel shows student supporters of Morsi hurling rocks and storming a university building. According to state media, the university requested police forces to enter the campus and restore order. Security officials say they arrested 25 people at the scene. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
Dow is down 23 points at 15,657. This is NPR News. The average American on Social Security will get an additional $19 in their monthly retirement payments. The administration says benefits are going up 1.5% next year for roughly 60 million people. The figure comes from a government measure of inflation. It is reported to be among the smallest since automatic adjustments were adopted in the mid-1970s. Economists say this month's partial federal government shutdown cost the U.S. economy a lot of jobs. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on the latest numbers from payroll processor ADP.
Economist Hugh Johnson says the ADP report showing private businesses added 130,000 jobs in October reflects a slowdown in hiring. He and others linked to the 16-day government shutdown.
The overall number implies pretty clearly, I think, that contractors with the federal government had to lay off some people.
Even before the October shutdown, job growth was slowing. ADP says employers added fewer jobs in September than first thought, especially among smaller companies. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer prices have increased only slightly this fall. There was virtually no change in food prices, but that was offset by higher energy costs. Recapping our top story, Federal Reserve policymakers we're now hearing are making no change to the central bank's monthly bond purchases to bolster the U.S. economy. At the end of a two-day policymaking meeting, the Fed says it sees the U.S. economy growing moderately. U.S. stocks paring back earlier losses. Dow's off now just 2 points at 15,679. I'm Lakshmi Singh in NPR News, Washington. Support.